Carolyn, what do you have for us this month?
Well, just while we're thinking about impacts, I thought I'd have a look back at Saturn's moon Rio, which has been the subject of Cassini's latest flypast. It just over the last week, it's gone to within 40 miles of the surface of Rio. Now, Rio's interesting. It's one of Saturn's larger moons and one of the outer ones in the Saturnian system. And it's mostly ice all round a sort of small rocky core. And when you look at the surface, it's completely pitted with craters upon craters. So, you know, Dominic's just been talking about impacts and collisions and the effect that Jupiter has. Well, the advantage of objects like Rhea, of course, is that they record more or less every impact that's ever happened on their surface. So like our moon, like Mercury, you can read their surfaces as a record of all the sort of debris and the collisions that have happened in that part of the solar system over the last billion years or so. And, you know, it makes a very interesting comparison to the moon or Mercury in that it's in the outer solar system to the inner solar system. And that could be some of the constraints, maybe, that could be useful for that kind of study that Dominic was mentioning. But Cassini's returned some fabulous pictures. They just reduced some preliminary ones that have been released. And you can see all these craters. But I've also been fascinated to look at some of the ones where there are large, flatter areas of the moon. And it shows these deep, straight faults in the surface of the ice. And one can't help but be reminded of these sort of tiger stripes, these fissures in the ice on another of Saturn's moons, Enceladus, where these faults go through the ice down to what we think is a liquid ocean underneath. And there's matter seeps up and you get these plumes of water ice and dust out into space. And it's just interesting to speculate that Rhea is a comparison moon to Enceladus, but one that's further out, that's cooler, doesn't have the warm core, but maybe has the same characteristics leading to these fissures. So it's very interesting for lots of reasons for looking at the surface. And of course, you know, we're all waiting to hear what Cassini has to say about Rhea's newly discovered atmosphere. So there was suggestions last year that Rhea had rings around it, which have now been discounted. And instead, we think some of the signal that Cassini received that they first interpreted rings is now due to a thin atmosphere around Rhea made of oxygen and carbon dioxide. And so it'll be interesting to see with this very close flypast what Cassini has to tell us about this newly discovered atmosphere.
Do you think this puts Rhea on equal footing or perhaps even a stronger contender than Enceladus for somewhere to look for life?
No, I think it's still going to be too cold. The interesting thing about Enceladus is it's closer towards Saturn. You've got the tidal tugging on the internal mechanism of the moon, making it much warmer at the core. So I think that's still a better bet. But there's so many different things to be found on the moons around Saturn. You've got Iapetus with its dark side and its light side. You've got Titan with its thick, smoggy atmosphere. And you've got Enceladus venting out this E-ring, creating this E-ring around Saturn. I think everyone we look at is fascinating for a different reason.